Three, two, one. Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for today, July 11th, 2026. 7-11. Well, that's an angel number in case you're into numerology. Well, folks, the day begins with the moon in Taurus, the fixed earth sign symbolized by the bull. The moon is exalted in Taurus and embodies a love of the earth and all that material goodness like stability, security, food, and friendship. Now, the moon in Taurus is ruled by Venus. So to get a good read on the day's vibe, we got to look at the planets influencing the moon. No planet is alone in the zodiac. Like us, it's about relationships, and relationships influence everything. And so the moon is in a cosmic pickle. That could likely disturb the tranquility of the bull today and may carry on for a few days after. So let's break it down. For one thing, the moon is ruled by Venus, and Venus is in Leo, normally a rather selfish sign. It's a sign of the diva. But the moon is conjunct the south node of the moon. That's also called K2. Now, K2 energizes the Venus energy with some very unmaterialistic and a distinct lack of interest in the material world. K2 is about solitude and turning away from the world. It's yogis and monks, things like that. So the south node turns the attention to the world beyond. Now, for another thing, the moon's pickle is further introduced by the aspects of Mars and Uranus. They form a sandwich on each side of the moon's position. Now, Mars is aggression, impulse, and often associated with war. Uranus is sudden, out-of-the-blue events. Sometimes Uranus enlightens, sometimes it shocks, but it always surprises. So the moon is right in between Mars and Uranus. Now, it doesn't end there because Pluto, a planet associated with transformation, well, that's a euphemism for the death of something and eventually the rebirth of something else, is sending a trine aspect from Capricorn to the moon. There's more. But suffice it to say that the moon today is in a really unusual spot, collecting all this energy from all these other planets that likely disturbs the tranquility of the bull and could surprise many folks with an unexpected turn of events. Now, elsewhere in the sky, Mercury is retrograde. It has backed into Gemini, its home sign, where Mercury functions well. Now, Mercury loves to ask questions, and when it goes backwards with retrograde, it really asks questions, like questions that weren't answered, decisions that were maybe pending. And, you know, it can be a typical review and reassessment of what something was all about. Now, depending on what side of the questions you are on, it could be good or it could be, well, otherwise very disturbing. There are always unanswered questions. So Mercury here, retrograde in Gemini, is the energy to get to the answers. Now, astrology is all about cycles. Things begin and things end. Now, we have a very interesting cycle going on right now. It's a rare opposition between Pluto and Jupiter. Pluto is in Capricorn, and Capricorn is about stability, structure, borders, hard work, and the pillars of society are in a person's life. It's the foundation of things, say, like the rule of law, you know, rules. Well, Pluto here is destructive. The outcome may ultimately be positive, like rebuilding something that was destroyed or a law that was broken, but it's destructive, almost without any regard to how it might feel, because Pluto doesn't care. Now, Jupiter represents things that are big, like wealth, privilege, advantage. Sometimes it rules exclusivity. So Pluto opposing Jupiter could bring out the dark side of those things as it ferrets out the truth. So, for example, there's personal wealth, and then there's the concept of commonwealth. early colonies, before they were called states, were called commonwealths. The idea being that wealth was for all, not just for some. Not a bad idea. So anyway, Pluto is going to be churning the meaning of Jupiter in so many ways. So we'll see what that reveals. Finally, Saturn and Venus are at odds, or at least in a challenging position. Saturn is in Pisces, and it's about to go retrograde on the 26th. Now, when a planet goes retrograde, or about to go retrograde, it's really stronger. So what that does with a retrograde Saturn, it gives a review of all the structural changes that have occurred in the last 18 months. Now, Venus is the love planet. When Saturn challenges it, it challenges the concept of love and imbues it with the concept of responsibility, even sacrifice. In other words, it sort of shakes up Venus as a romantic escapist fantasy. Oh dear, not one to listen to torch songs under this aspect, but maybe that song by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, of course the Blackhearts, "I Hate Myself for Loving You," is appropriate for this aspect. Well, love will always keep most of us confused, but love we must. Could you imagine living without it? So you know what to do. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. That's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill, or streaming on the globe at WERU.org or that great WERU app. That's it for now. Over and out.